Time for a stupid fact of the day.
Uh-huh.
Find random things on the internet, run it through the verification process, bring it to you. Tennessee has a law that specifically grants you permission to take any animal you accidentally hit for personal use and consumption.
Dinner! Woo! Honey, I hit dinner. I'm bringing it home. We're going to fry it up in the pan. It's going to be delish. What is it, honey? It's a squirrel. Tasty.
That's right. You're legally granted dinner rights to your roadkill. Now,
so if it's a deer, score.
Yep.
You got dinner for a while.
If it's a moose, score.
Even better.
If it's a bear, score.
Oh, wow.
If it's
Getting that home, though, is going to be a little difficult. Yeah. Hopefully you got a big truck.
Listen, Canton, Kentucky. You can't do that in Kentucky.
Oh,
in
okay.
Indiana, you have to have a permit before you can chow down.
Oh, okay. Do you just go and get that ahead of time just in case?
Get the permit?
Or is that like an after the fact?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know that part.
Okay.
I don't know that part. But yes, if you hit an animal, you can just toss it in the back of the pickup truck, take it home.
Daisies.
And
that way you're cleaning up the roadway, right?
Yeah, so...
That's a win-win.
I guess I don't know what the law applies to roadkill that you just see on the side of the road that you haven't hit yourself.
Well, is it a finder's keepers? I don't know.
Maybe in Tennessee it is.
Most that I've seen doesn't look appetizing.
Well...
Feels like you're going to have to clean that a lot before you try cooking it. And I don't have a cookbook that tells me how to properly prepare roadkill for a tasty dish.
So we used to have a guy who worked in our sales department by the name of Tom, who would bring burgoo, you know, Kentucky stew burgoo. And we'd always say, and he was a big hunter. And we'd always be like, "What meat you got in there, Tom?"
We don't need to know.
And
he's like, "Don't worry about it."
He's like,
"Don't worry about it.
Whatever I was able to shoot."
That's great.
And so it was always you know, the joke was, well, there's squirrel, there's all sorts of deer and other things like that in the burgoo. But
I think I'm going to stick to buying my meat from a grocer or farmer.
Is it any different than going to a restaurant that specializes in specialty like hamburger meats, like bison?
Well,
and
I'm choosing
elk
to think that what
like
is on
that.
Their menu wasn't hit by a car, by a truck. Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm choosing to think. Yeah.
Well, anyways.
But good to know. Yeah. In Tennessee, they got another option.
Yeah, I was gonna say if you are traveling down to Nashville and you accidentally hit a deer.
That's organic right there.
That's right. That's right. Go make me some jerky.
Just toss it in the back.
Toss it in the back and let's have ourselves a feast.
So then if you're driving in Tennessee, maybe you got a pick-em-up truck. Do you have like a special lining that you can clean off later if, in fact, you do need to transport dinner from the side of the peeled off the side of the road?
And that's also a case where it looks kind of sketch knowing that you've got the supplies to clean blood.
But
right,
I feel
right
as though if you know that could be a possibility, do we prepare ahead of time?
Well, here's the thing. We got a listener that texted in and says in Indiana, you know, we were talking about you have to have a permit.
Yeah.
He says you have to get a permit after you hit it. I have kept several that I've hit.
Really? No, but okay, so then do you just kind of make a mental note? All right, that's where it is. I got to go straight over there just to hope that nobody else beats you to it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know how much competition there is for trying to claim
roadkill.
Roadkill, yeah.
Yeah.
But all right.
So there you go.
I guess maybe don't knock until you try it, but
I'm probably
not going to try it.
That's
ever.
Right. You know, cleaning up the roadway one deer at a time.
That's great.
They're in Tennessee.
Okay.
So again, stupid fact of the day. In Tennessee, there's a law that specifically grants you permission to take any animal you accidentally hit.
Oh, Tony says you stay there. You stay on the scene. You get the permit like right then and there. What a fast process.
All right.
That's fun.
Good deal.
All right.
Well, thank you for the knowledge. As
Good
always,
stuff.
Stupid
Be-ish.
Fact of the day here on 99.7 DJX.